Welcome back to Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and this season of basketball coverage would not be possible if it was not for our great local sponsors, Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance, Extreme Strength and Sports Performance, Tricor Insurance Company, Kramer Pest Control, Bar Raising Fitness, Foley Distributing, and Advance Wellness Center. If you are not following us on social media, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. You can find me on X at Coach Manaman. If you are a podcast person, like, subscribe, follow, leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Now stick around as we hear from one of our great local sponsors, and then we welcome in our guest. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor. Contact Nolan or a member of his crew at 563-258-5467 to request a quote. You can also find this highly reviewed agent on Facebook by searching Nolan Weber Insurance. Joining us via the Nolan Weber Agency through American Family Insurance Hotline is the Bellevue Comets head coach, Chet Koenig. Chet, so far, Bellevue is off to a pretty hot start, pretty promising start. You did suffer a couple losses in the year, but before we get into that, let's talk about some of the returners. Is Bellevue returning any all-state, any all-conference, or any all-district players from last year? If so, who's on the roster? And tell us a little bit about their game.
Yeah, we're returning Hunter Putman. He's been a three-year starter almost for us. He was a second-team all-conference player last year. He's our leader. He's our main scorer. He can really shoot it. He can handle it. He's our team leader. He's the guy that we lean on. We also return Cameron Council. He was honorable mention last year as a freshman. He's a sophomore. He's our point guard. We really rely on our two guards. We have really good guard play. And then we also return Dalton Clausen, who's a senior, and he started last year. He anchors our defense, one of our best communicators. And then we also returned Spencer Abbott, who was a freshman, now a sophomore this year, that started some last year for us. So we returned three and a half starters from last year. So that's pretty promising.
You know, last year was a good group, and it's nice to see that Bellevue is off to a hot start currently at 6-3, because Bellevue did have to replace its top two leading scorers from a year ago, losing Jensen Wetking and Robert Paulson. But your top scorers from this year are all underclassmen except for Dalton and Hunter. So Hunter currently leads the group with 16 points a game. Cameron and Spencer are coming in at 11 points a game. And then you have Keyshawn Deshaw at 9 points a game. And then you mentioned Dalton Clausen, who's at 6.9 points a game. Some of the guys that haven't been mentioned yet, what can you tell us about them? And what does the starting lineup usually look like on a Bellevue Comet team on a Tuesday or Friday night?
Well, we talked about three. Dalton, Hunter, and Cameron are mainstays from last year. And then Keyshawn Deshaw, who he's a sophomore, 6'5", his upside's huge. When he plays up to his ability, we're a very tough team to beat, and he's had some monster games for us. Two games ago, I think he was 19-9, and he's been having a great break. He's been improving. He's the guy that's been in charge of replacing Robert Paulson. You know, he's been a big He's been a big help in the middle to give us that size, rebounding, inside scoring. Spencer Abbott was our other starter, you know, because he started a little bit last year for us, and he's a very dynamic scorer. He can score at all three levels. He's the guy that we look at that could eventually be similar to a Jensen Weddington. You're not going to replace Jensen. Jensen can score at all three levels. He averaged 23, 24 a game. And we knew this year we're going to have to be more by committee. As you can tell by our scoring, it's pretty spread across the board, and we love to have that. We love to have multiple options. But Spencer's been sick lately, and we had Bryce Sievering come in. He transferred over to Bellevue this year, his first year at school, and he's really coming on lately. And he's a guard, senior, can shoot it. He brings some leadership. So he's in the starting lineup right now, actually. And we have Jack Kirk, who's a freshman, who's starting to play. He's the one that just recently broke his finger, but he should be back. He's a freshman that plays really hard. And that's kind of our seven-man rotation. Once in a while, Keenan Kilberg and Cal Boniface and Owen Putman. We got a really good sophomore class that also gets minutes. So those are the people that usually get most of our minutes.
Coach, I do know a few Sieverdings, and you mentioned one. I used to coach baseball with Tommy Sieverding, and we all know Robbie Sieverding, who is the coach at the University of Dubuque. Would the Sieverding you mentioned be a son of one of those two, or what Sieverding family does he come from?
No, this is Robbie's brother, Troy, had three kids, Tanner, Kobe, and Bryce. Kobe played for us in our state basketball team 2 years ago, and Bryce is his younger brother.
Coach, would it be an understatement to say that the River Valley North side of the conference is loaded this year? I'm looking at the standings right now. Last year, Bellevue came in second at 10-4 overall. And currently there's Monticello, who is 5-0, who you lost to earlier in the season. Maquoketa and Cascade are ahead of you. Cascade at 5-1. Maquoketa at 3-1. And then Northeast was a school that you lost to earlier, and you're currently sitting at 6-3 overall. How does one make it through this conference this year? I think looking at all of the conferences and all of the coaches that I've interviewed, this is probably the strongest one top to bottom. I don't know if I see many nights off in the River Valley North.
No, I know I'm biased because I'm in the conference, but what I love about this, it's competition every night. I mean, right now the bottom standing is, I think, Command, Shenanigans, and they just have athletes that you won't believe. I mean, they're 6'5", 6'8", 6'3", guys that can run, jump, and it's amazing that they have those records because they're very good teams. It's such a murderous row, and we do have strong guys at the top. I mean, Monticello they went to state 2A last year. They're going to make another run this year. They're so fundamentally sound. They play positionless basketball, and so does Maquoketa too. Maquoketa's a 3A school, and we almost had Maquoketa. That was a good game between us and, you know, Cascade with the Rams kid and how well they play together. And Northeast has Kramer kid and Meyerman. It just, I can name every team, and they have, it's a battle every night. But I love it. It gets your team set for tournament play because every game, it feels like a tournament. I mean, there's no easy games in there. And if you don't come to play, heck, you could get blown out of the building by anybody. So I do enjoy that part of it. I really like how tough our conference is.
You're exactly right. You see those teams that come from a weak conference, and then the game before state, they struggle to pick up a victory because they haven't seen ferocious defense like that or haven't played a team. They may have played good players, but haven't had to put together a full package to put together a complete game to have to win night in and night out. Here's a quick timeout from our action as we hear from one of our great sponsors, Jerry Albert from Exit Realty.
Jerry Albert with Exit Realty here. I just want all the listeners to know that I'm a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Enjoy watching them work hard and perform during the games. If there's anything any of the listeners ever need when it comes to real estate, residential or commercial, please give me a call, 319-541-3381, and I look forward to helping all the listeners out. Call the area athletes. Good luck.
Let's talk about your coaching staff before we talk about your expectations this year. Bellevue, smaller school. How many coaches do you get on staff in the Comet program? Who are they? What levels are they at? And what kind of expertise do they bring to the program?
Oh, I surround myself with one of the, I would put up my staff against anybody. We're given three pay positions, but we got two guys that volunteer. My first guy, the head JV guy, is Cord Heim. He was a girls coach at Andrew, head coach when Andrew went to state, and he had great success at Andrew. I used to actually coach with him. I was a boys coach over there. He was a girls coach. Cord has great knowledge. He's a great competitor. Tim Rolfe, my fresh soft coach, he led our girls program to state a couple times. He's been an assistant. Guys, I beg him out of retirement. He came and helped me. His knowledge is just excellent. He's been around. He's done everything. He knows everything. And then I have my varsity assistant is Matt Wedekin. He was our girls' assistant head coach when our girls had a lot of success. He's another great addition. And then Coach Kozel, who coaches our junior high, helps out the first half of the year for us, and then coaches junior high boys the second half. And he lives, eats, sleeps basketball. So I got great basketball guys on my staff. And anybody knows that if you're going to be a good coach, you got to have a great staff surrounding you. And if I had one fault, I should even lean on them more because I just have that great staff.
That is true. And you're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with. So let's talk about the year here. Bellevue is currently in the middle of the pack in the River Valley North, 6-3 overall, 2-3 in the conference. You talked about a scrimmage today against Western Dubuque, and we know Western Dubuque has some good guard play. We know they have Caden Bright there in the middle, tall guy in the post. What went well for Bellevue before Christmas break that we can build on moving forward in 2024?
I thought we're still learning how to score in the half court, but I thought we did a nice job pressuring teams. We were very good when the game's moving up and down. We're good at running the ball. We're good at sharing it in the open court. I thought that was a positive. I thought our defense has improved from last year. We're more connected. We can definitely get better, but those are two positive things that we need to work on. Is we got to learn how to share the ball more in the half court. We got to become a better half court team. That comes with being, a young team. Last year, we could have Jensen Bells out anytime we wanted to, but now we got to kind of trust one another and not lean on a guy. So that's a learning process along with execution. And then just being consistent. When you have a young team, you struggle with being consistent. And if we can get that consistency down, I think we could be a dangerous team by the end of the year.
Bellevue will be back in action January 9th against Cascade, and that is a home game. I had an opportunity to go watch Jackson Lawrence play against the Hempstead Mustangs. Always fun guy to watch. And then you have Beckman Catholic and then a tough stretch as Monticello on January 16th. Coach, you're currently sitting at 6-3. Last year, you were 17-6 overall. And previous to last season, you were down at the state tournament. What are your expectations for this year? And then last question, what is it going to take for the Comets to make another run and be playing in the state tournament?
Well, I just want to talk about that state tournament here real quick, because our program was going, it's tough to build a program, and we were struggling to learn how to compete in this conference. You know, when I took over, there wasn't much success that we had in this conference, and then I had it for 5 years, and we were struggling. It was 3-4 wins a year, and we had to make that tough adjustment into this league. And when you talk about that grind, 2 years ago, we were actually under 500 coming into the tournament. We played 19-3, 21-2, no, I think 20-3 going to the state tournament. We beat all those teams because we played teams as talented as that. We've been in those grinds, so that's where playing in our league really helps us. And then last year, we took that confidence that we got through the state tournament, which is a huge part of your program. Once your program starts to get some confidence, it really carried over the following year. We're 17-6, and we thought we were going to make a run that year. We just picked a bad time to play one of our worst games. So looking at this year, we knew it was going to be something new. We're going to have to find a new way to play, and we're getting to know each other. The goal is, and I tell the kids this all the time, as long as we can improve throughout the year and learn how to share the ball, things, learn to stay connected, learn to give that consistent effort, I think we will have a chance. We're in 1A. No, we play 1A tournament time. I think we can give any 1A team a great game. And if we can execute and stay consistent, we'll have a legit shot at making a run.
Chet Kinnaik, head coach of Bellevue, thanks for joining me on Tri-States After the Buzzer. We had a great listenership from Bellevue for football and baseball, so it's great to hear what's going on with the basketball program. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Nick. I appreciate it.
Best of luck the rest of the year, and hopefully we'll get some more coverage when we see you guys down at the state tournament.
Yeah, that would be great.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. If you have not already, give us a follow on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify.